Some of the amongst the greatest bragging rights in the world is belong to the world's fastest man, which of course is Usain Bolt. Broke the world record, I think, a couple times in the 100-meter dash. But we could say maybe even more important than that run was the run that happened in this gospel that John tells us about. Of course, he won that race, which he notes. The younger disciple ran faster than Peter. He got there first to the tomb. But it's interesting, this note that John makes, that he didn't go in first. He didn't go in first. He said that when Simon and Peter arrived after him, again, he emphasizes that he beat him to the tomb, he went into the tomb first. And then the other disciple also went in. Peter is the one who leads the other disciples, and John recognizes this. He's the one who confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, even from the beginning. And I think today it's important for us to think about that moment, or John would probably say it was a long time before Peter finally got there, to think about those moments that John had standing at the tomb. There is nothing more important, you ask Peter or Paul or any of the apostles, nothing more important than what happened at the grave. Nothing in the world than what happened at the grave. And that's why you and I get this reading today. It's because it's the most important witness of John, that Jesus Christ rises from the dead. And so before he walks in, John has this few moments. What am I going to see? What I see inside of here is going to change my life. Or it's going to prove, well, either way, it's going to prove that Jesus was wrong, or that he was absolutely who he said he was and is. And then the first reading that you got to hear is after many, many years of John contemplating what he saw, it dawned on him. And you get to hear it in his letters, John's letters, and ultimately through his visions in the book of Revelation. What did John emphasize to you and me other than that Jesus rose from the dead? He went in and he saw Jesus and he believed. What does John emphasize to us? You guys, that he is God. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He makes that so emphatic. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, we saw with our eyes, we looked upon, we touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. This life was made visible. He makes it clear that he was with the Father. He couldn't be just a human being. Jesus wasn't just a human. He was definitely human. We touched him, we saw him, we ate with him. But Jesus was with God. He had to be God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. That's why I had to sing the gospel this morning, and we all should. We should all sing this gospel of John, because it is this Jesus Christ who comes to us, who is with us, who we celebrated 3 days ago at Christmas. Let's prepare our hearts to receive nothing less than the word of life, the word become flesh, whom John saw, proclaims to us, and you and I love so much. Prepare our hearts to receive Jesus.